He's an adjustment or two away from being the best catching prospect in all of baseball. Hey, we've been talking about Diego Cartaya, the way he struggled offensively. The Dodgers fans have been talking about it ad nauseum. Still number three. I've been telling people this. Every team, every organization in Major League Baseball would love to have this young man. He's an adjustment or two away from being the best catching prospect in all of baseball, right? Okay, and not only that, and I'm talking about offensively. I mean, you look at that power right there. Defensively, Austin, he stepped his game up to the next level. The way he was throwing down last year, the way that he was working with, he is elite in the meetings. I talked to actually Dylan Nashotka about this, and he'll tell you that Diego Cartaya and Dave Anderson, whenever he's meeting with pitchers, he's elite as far as the work that he puts in to study the other team's hitters and the way that he works with the pitching staff. So he really upped his game defensively throwing down. I saw him probably two handfuls different times last year at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when it was 100 degrees outside in Tulsa, throwing down to Yorbit Vivas, putting in extra work, and then later that night in the game, throw out two runners. I saw that very scenario at least four different times. So he got a lot better at throwing down. He got better at calling pitches. His framing got a lot better. He's always been elite in the meeting room.
Great dudes on and off the field. They both push themselves on the game planning side. So for me, both of them being on the catching side, I got to deal with them a lot. And we really pushed the game planning side for Diego and Dalton both. And they both had different perspectives, very different backgrounds. But both of them, man, they came prepared for the opposing lineup. They knew our pitchers. They wanted to catch all the bullpens, making sure that they knew what arsenal they had. How would they rank their arsenal? How can it play in different counts? And then on top of that, we would have them do a lot of digging on the opposing lineup, and they started knowing those hitters better than I think the hitters knew themselves. So it was really cool to hear them like just lead the meetings. And I think that both of them are obviously incredibly talented and you know, have a chance to play baseball for a very long time at an extremely high level, which is very exciting for Dodger fans in general. But like their leadership skills are really what set them apart. You know, they got all the pitching staff behind them, and they got all the positional side behind them. So it's like it's a pretty cool spot for them to be in, because that catching side is really the only side that mingles with both. And the way that they handled the extra work that they had to do on the pitching side and on the hitting side, and how they balanced themselves, is speaks volumes to who they are as a person and who they are as a player.
And again, he is one or two slight adjustments away from being one of the best catching prospects in all of baseball.
Yeah, it was this time last year where we thought of Diego Cartaya as the Dodgers' top prospect, and there was good reason. He was coming off of an incredible 2022 season where in 163 plate appearances, posted a 142 WRC+ in Rancho, then translated that over and in 282 plate appearances, posted a 138 WRC+ in Great Lakes. He's one of those guys who at the previous level was putting up great numbers. He was hitting for some power. He was patient at the plate. This past season, as you mentioned, was a little bit of a down season, even though he's still incredibly talented and still an adjustment or two at the plate from reaching a very high ceiling. And I think it's really important to keep in mind that there are a ton of adjustments that you have to go through. And Diego Cartaya, especially defensively and especially in game planning, where at the catcher position, that really is your primary job, your primary focus is that aspect. He made a ton of adjustments there. That is something that is really good to see. And a lot of other major league organizations, every other major league organizations, would love to have the talent that Diego Cartaya brings. He's still young. He's still only 22 years old, mm-hmm. which is really young for the AA level, especially having a full season of experience at AA. Last season was a struggle, just going through some numbers. Only had a 71 WRC+, only hit 189. I think it's also important to know that his BABIP last season was only 216. there's going to be some sort of a regression. There's going to be some sort of positive momentum right there. You're not going to hit 216 on batted balls in play. That's going to get closer to the league average of 300, meaning his batting average should increase a little bit just as a rule of averages, the rules of statistics. Diego Cartaya still has a ton of talent in his approach. He still has a ton of talent in him. Seemed like he was a little bit in between stuff last season. You could tell that maybe the pressure of being the Dodgers
top prospect, I know it did,
got to him. And I guarantee you, as Casey said, got to him.
Diego Cartaya, the Dodgers' number one prospect. Just a tremendous amount of pressure on him, you know, the number one prospect and one of the most visible, not just baseball, any sport. How do you keep him relaxed?
That's what I tell him every night. I say, Diego, I don't care about your performance. I don't care what you do tonight. All I want you to do is have fun. And that's going to, your talent's going to take care of itself. And if you don't have fun, I'm going to be mad at you. If you go out there and go 3-for-4 with a home run and you're not having fun, then I'm going to be upset. So I just tell him, like, just have fun, enjoy the process. You're going to be a good big leaguer and a big leaguer for a long time.
And there's plenty of time.
And there is. And the makeup and the will and just the desire to win. It's off the chart, and can't say enough about Diego Cartaya.
And so I think with Diego Cartaya, he's probably going a little bit under the radar because of the struggles that he had last season. And when he's going under the radar, I think that's when Diego Cartaya can be at his best, where he can strike and remind people just how good of a prospect he is.
I'm telling you, when things go right, watch this. Ka-pow. When things go right, you're like, whoa, it takes your breath away. I mean, it's just, it's breathtaking. The effortless, the way that he is able to right there, get to that ball. He pulled his hands inside. See, he's able to do that. It's just, you know, that's the pitch that got to him a lot of times. But there were times where he got to it. And when he does, exit velocity right there, 101 miles an hour. Super impressive. He, man, let's watch that one again. Watch this, man. Holy smokes. Watch this right here. Kapow. Wow. That is impressive right there, man. That gets me fired up. So, yeah, you say, hey, does he still have value? Yes, he still has an incredible amount of value. This dude, again, hey, man, he's one of the most humble human beings, his whole entire family, the most humble people you'll ever meet. So, hey, he didn't ask for all that publicity. Of course, it does come with being in the Dodgers and being the number one prospect. I get all that. Okay. He didn't ask for it, though, and so I think it got to him a little bit, and from that perspective, you know, when you get off to a slower start, it's very tough, I'm just telling you, and especially at the AA level because there's a lot of talented people there. So Diego Cartaya, going to be interesting to see the type of bounce back. I do think that he is going to repeat AA, at least for the beginning of the year next year, if not the entire season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the Dodgers' plan for Diego Cartaya is for next season as far as the catching depth that he has. He's still the same guy who is hitting bombs onto Buttle Street outside of Dow Diamond. He still has that power. I think if he can get back to closer to the 14% walk percentage or even get to about 12% and just be trusting of the process, continue to work hard, this guy is really good. This guy is really talented. And I think all of the work that he did in the pitching side and working with the coaching staffs to help with his defensive game is going to pay off really big.
No doubt about that. Diego Cartaya, and nobody's going to work harder than him either. He is just a tireless worker.